This is July 8th, 2025. This is the monthly security meeting, and it is 10:03. Call to order, which we've done. Comments from the public, anything?
I do have a public comment. Richard Gears.
It wasn't too long ago that we were hearing about RMA having some kind of secret meetings about the future of security. And I was aware that the board was aware of those meetings, and we haven't heard anything. So I guess my question is, what's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing. So have they stopped whatever they're planning on? Or
I think maybe we should address that at the board meeting, but in general, I would say that that is, we're no longer discussing that.
Okay, and when you say we, CSD, RMA?
All of it.
Okay, so it's kaput, no more?
For now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Brandon is going to do his security report. You don't have to do everything, but there's a couple things when we go through it that I'll address, okay?
Okay.
How about the report that you gave me? How about that page in the security update report for the month of June, which you will present at the meeting also?
Yes.
But I just had a couple questions.
Okay. So the department is currently working on the following projects. There's currently one available position for a full-time security patrol officer.
Okay, that's what I right away, the first one.
Okay.
I want to make sure that everybody understands that we had three full-time people and we've for the patrol, and we lost one. He is no longer here. So we are budgeted for that person, and so I want to go ahead and post that so that we can start getting people to interview.
It's on the website, and then Brandon and I are probably just going to put it on Indeed.
On what? Indeed?
Indeed.
Brandon, are there any other places where we might want to put that? Is there
target it?
The only thing I could think of is Indeed and maybe some social media outreach.
Okay.
I'll put it on our Facebook page. Okay.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Yep. We'll get a lot of the security positions usually get a lot of applications.
Okay.
Whether they're qualified or not,
well,
that's another story.
I'm going to be going through some of that as we get along in the meeting. Okay, go ahead, hon.
Okay. And then currently we have 10 part-time gate officers and 7 full-time gate officers, 2 full-time patrol officers.
Right.
19 employees in total, 9 probationary employees, security operations manual, security patrol procedures. I completed the rough draft on. I want to go over it before I actually get it all printed out one
right.
more time. Scheduling has been covered with minimal to no overtime for the month of June. Southgate resident lane has been replaced and is operational.
Hang on 1 second. I brought this up. Where did I bring this up? Communications. I live in the south, so I'm very happy that that we have our new gate and it's functional.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have noticed is that gate is much slower
mm-hmm.
than the other gate. And so we decided to communicate to the community somewhere at the gatehouse that, that they need to be aware of the fact that they should not move forward until that gate has actually gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And that Eric had some ideas about how to do that.
I personally, from my experience of giving the officers the breaks and being at the south gate and watching the operations of that gate, I've noticed it kind of made drivers a little bit more cautious.
Absolutely.
And slow down a little bit more and pay more attention. So
and that,
I kind of would like to replace all the gates with something
with that,
like that.
I can understand why. I always think about the sort of psychological transition that you have when you're on the highway or on Jackson Road and then you come into the community, and the community mm-hmm. has a 25 mile an hour speed limit and people are still transitioning,
mm-hmm.
which I always find really interesting even for myself, because you go through the gate and then it's like, oh, wait a minute, slow down. Where are you going? You know,
mm-hmm.
how fast do you have to be there?
Yeah.
Drive at 25. So those are what those are a couple of things that we're going to continue to express to the community.
Okay.
And I think that as we need to replace gates, I'm with you. Slow them down. There was a couple other things. We're going to talk about probationary employees and full-time employees and where we want to go with that in the discussion this afternoon or this morning. So I appreciate your continued input. And I also want to make one thing perfectly clear. Brandon started in April. 90% of the stuff that we're trying to deal with right now happened before that. So your input and your work with us on the, you know, myself and the committee and Amelia, et cetera, Cecilia, in trying to put a security department together that makes sense, number one, but also that has a form, a structure that we can refer to, job descriptions, et cetera, et cetera. So I thank you, and but I just want to make sure that everybody understands most of this does not fall on your shoulders as far as what's happened prior to your employment.
Right.
Okay, and then go ahead with Rancho Murrieta Association.
Okay, let's see. So officers are enforcing the non-ARC rules. I attended the 4th of July meeting discussing operations and expectations. The 4th of July roster was sent to RMA leadership. Speed enforcement's been conducted generally every day. And also officers are continuing to patrol the park areas and utilize downtime to patrol those okay. back areas and enforce the rules back there.
Okay, I have a couple things to say about that. First of all, we had a 4th of July without incident. And that is really great because in years past we've had, you know, incidents. And so the planning that CSD did with RMA was fully appreciated, and the 4th of July went off without any major or even minor incidents. So thank you. Speed enforcement, I wanted to ask you a question, but maybe it's not appropriate. Anyway, just let me, we've had a couple people, or one in particular, who questioned LIDAR. Mm-hmm. So maybe at some point you can just explain to the board, maybe at the next meeting, that it works and how it works. Mm-hmm. We put that in. I'm trying to remember when. It was a while ago. But
LIDAR.
Do you remember, Amelia?
That's the LIDAR towers, I believe. You're talking
mm-hmm.
about the towers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the association that put those up.
Yeah, right.
But it was already active when I made it here, mm-hmm. so that's 6 years.
Okay, all right.
It's been here that long. I thought that was something recent.
LIDAR... radar has been here forever.
Oh, but we just started.
But
LIDAR
is a different form of radar because it works at night, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And because you don't have to stand there with a radar gun, mm-hmm. the LIDAR picks it up as you go by.
Yeah, and that has nothing to do with CSD at all. That's truly under the association, is those towers and everything that's out there.
Right.
So with us, when I say that we're doing the speed enforcement, we do have a LIDAR gun, and it's not only just consists of the LIDAR gun. Sometimes it's just simply parking at a problemed area and showing, you know, some paint on the ground to get
right.
you know, drivers to, oh, hey, there's a, you know, I better slow down.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I understand that it was RMA's project, mm-hmm. but we also enforce it. Mm-hmm. So, again, thank you for making sure that's happening.
No problem.
Park enforcement officer utilized time and patrol in the back areas. That's my favorite topic.
Yeah.
Basically, at some point, I want to chat with you about some things that maybe you could bring to that meeting.
Okay.
And so we'll leave it at that.
All right.
And you don't have to do the rest at this point. Those were the things that I wanted to touch on.
Okay.
Second, or fourth, number four, the discussion item on review security operations, staffing, training, and training manuals. So, basically, as far as security operations, staffing, and training, we kind of touched on that in your report. I'm trying to make sure that I understand and that we work together on what's budgeted and what's needed. And I've got the information that I need through Cecilia to understand where we're going with this. And in order to keep 7 full-time gate officers and 4 part-time gate officers, we need to make sure that that's what we understand that we have money for. And from my conversations with Cecilia, we are budgeted for that. And as far as patrol officers are concerned, we actually seem to be budgeted for 4. And that's excluding your fill-in times. So we're going to operate on going forward with the additional part-time people that we aren't going to use or we aren't using at this point. So we will recommend that that group of probationary people, be released from the district. And so we will go through the process that takes. I just want to make sure that you're comfortable with that, that that's what you need and what we can provide. Okay.
Yes.
And there are no positions in patrol for part-time people, and there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. Mostly it has to do with a level of maturity, experience, and commitment to the job. And as I don't think I'm going to go any farther than that, it's not a position that we should be using part-time people for. We can't depend on it otherwise. So I've gone through, am I on target here, Amelia? Did I jump around?
We talked about staffing. Well, we want to hear how Brandon is coming along. I want to hear on the training manuals.
Right.
And I also want to say, let me proofread those.
No,
I'm a really good proofreader.
I want to make sure that we understand the training manual is really basically the whole security manual.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've done is you've gone back to 2011 or whenever the last training manual was done.
Yes.
And we've you've gone through it and
it was mainly what I did
updated,
was
updated, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, for the most part, it was just changing some wording. Like, for instance, a security chief, we do not have one of those no
mm-hmm.
more.
Right.
So it's
right.
just basically stuff like that. And also the situation with the dog kennels. We don't pick up lost dogs anymore.
Right.
So
right.
I wanted to make sure that
right.
and a lot of the stuff was taken out of there. And I would like to get together even more in-depth kind of a training thing to where it's going to put like possibly alarm codes and only the security officers will have that way when they go to these certain areas, like say if they got to come in here and arm the alarm or disarm it or
mm-hmm.
respond to it, they have a sheet to go off of to okay, here's the code for this, here's the code for
right.
that. So I want to get that together. And
I'm two things, I guess, or three. I'm looking forward to having that done, because it's so important to keep up to date.
Mm-hmm.
What's also a part of that is job descriptions.
Yes.
And I've looked through the job descriptions from July of 2024, also the September 18th of 2024 for community service officers, the July patrol officer 1 and 2, the and some of this maybe we can just take a quick look at as far as community service officers concerned. And then there's other job descriptions that are in here that were from 2005. Mm-hmm. Some other, I'm sorry. 2005, oh, that's wrong, okay. There are job descriptions in here from 2011 and some other things in here related to patrol officers, gate officers, et cetera, from 2005. Basically what I found in my reading of all of this is that we can take both 2011 that we've been operating on, and we can look at that, and we can look at the 2024 and see how we can blend those two things together and come up with job descriptions that make sense now. Mm-hmm. And also responsibilities and duties that make sense now, given that we don't have a dog kennel anymore, yeah. Et cetera. And also, in those job descriptions, make sure that they are related to the, in some of this, there's a disconnect between the job description and what the officer actually has to do. Mm-hmm. So, I am certainly not an expert at this, but I think we need to get started on it. And I'm not sure. I think we could have some preliminary meetings when you're comfortable with the training manual.
Okay.
Do you have a question, Amelia?
Do you want one community service officer and one patrol officer, two positions, or do you want to merge those into one patrol officer position? I mean, that's what was on the agenda, was to talk about these two job descriptions.
Okay. As it relates to the budget, is basically where I was going. So I was taking Brandon's, need for his request for the bare minimum, which would be 7 full-time gate officers and 4 part-time gate officers. And then under patrol, as far as the budget is concerned, and those positions are budgeted.
They're budgeted, yeah.
Yeah. And as far as patrol is concerned, when I looked at the breakdown, there actually is budgeted money for 4 patrol officers. We don't have 4. We only have 2, and since both of them are budgeted for, I want to make sure that I'm understanding this correctly. So I'm going to talk to Cecilia again, and see if we can't put out a request for another patrol officer.
Yes.
Does that?
Yes.
Answer?
So that makes sense. I understood that. Do you want to hire a patrol officer or a community services officer? Which job description do you want to hire?
That's what we need to discuss.
So you
and
want
that's
to merge these two positions and just have one position come out of it?
No. I want to look at both the community service officer, which was put together and brought to the board. It was brought to the board in October, but the work that was done to bring this to the board was done prior to that.
So the other day I had looked at the job descriptions and read through it of the CSO position, and from my understanding it kind of gives us a little bit more of authority of something that we don't do, like signing off on tickets if you look at it, it says that we do VIN number identification verification and signing off on tickets. That's something that we would never do.
No, that's RMA. And I noticed I have the copy of your your summary on the community service officer, or not yours, but the summary. And I noticed you highlighted certain sections, which is definitely why I'm suggesting that we look at this and we look at what we've been doing and make sure that we've got a comprehensive description of what the duties are, of what your qualifications are, because in more than one situation, I see a description of the duties and the qualifications don't match. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to hire unqualified people to do a job description that isn't accurate. Right. So that's what I want to be able to do, Amelia, is we're going to operate on basically what's happening now until we can get this pulled together and make sure that we've got the right job descriptions, et cetera. And it's going to take maybe a couple months. If you're comfortable with what you are doing now temporarily, I hope that does that work for you?
You talking with staffing wise?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a job I can't handle. I mean,
okay, no, okay.
That's all I'm going to get at.
Okay, and if you have questions, about anything that the CSO officer position is doing or not doing, versus the 2011 and the training manual, we'll just talk about it.
Okay.
Does that fit with what you understand, Amelia, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay. I wish it was different.
So do you want staff to merge these two documents and make them relevant and updated to the actual duties that this person is expected to perform and bring that back to security next month?
I think we can start on it,
okay.
But I think it does have to come through committee, and so...
Okay.
My understanding of what works and what doesn't work is important. And also, as far as job descriptions are concerned, we are interested and probably, it's going to be on the personnel.
It is.
Yeah. We're going to be talking with HR people.
Yes. I have three bids and I'm writing them
okay,
on
so
that today.
Okay. So one of the things that I want to try and coordinate is to get an HR company on board and have them help us pull this whole thing together.
Okay.
So
I agree that since we're talking about revising both of these job descriptions and merging them into one, that it's a really great time to have
absolutely
an HR company
absolutely
look at it and make sure that it's compliant,
right,
so that we can
I mean, I can read this and I can understand it, but pulling the whole thing together and having it make sense is a whole, it's a big job.
Yeah.
And
That's what I would really like to do.
Okay.
We need
we're on the same page.
Honestly, too, if I could give my opinion about the difference between a security patrol officer and a community service officer and what we're wanting, is it would be easier to keep it as a security patrol officer, because that sole purpose of a security personnel employee would be to observe and report, which would be less than of what the community service officer is actually doing.
Excuse me. That was my, as I was going through these and trying to make comparisons, et cetera, that would also be my preference. But I think there are a few things in the CSO officer description that might be helpful to look at. It also brings up questions about what kind of uniforms, what kind of impression that the community has of what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to do it. And I really want to bring the community into this, not for decision making, but for understanding. If I hear one more comment from a resident that says, I live here, I live behind the gate, and therefore I don't have to pay any attention to rules or laws. I find that very concerning. And we need to get the information out to the community that is not true.
Right.
So I heard you when you said it seemed like the CSO position as described for patrol in particular, but also Gates, was less authority than what we've been able to do in the past. And that also goes to equipment, and mm-hmm. we can have that discussion too about guns and what security officers are going to carry, what was allowed or what was not allowed.
That's the next item on the agenda.
Oh, okay, so I won't talk about that now. But just as far as discussion is concerned, all of that will be looked at and taken into consideration. And I agree. Observe and report. And then somewhere along the line I heard and probably saw that they added the description for the community services CSO, protect. Amelia, do you remember hearing that? I know there was a third one. They expanded. When I say they, I'm talking about the general manager and the finance manager who was doing this security program, the new program.
No, protect is not a word that's
okay.
found in either
so
one.
So we're still dealing with the two, observe and report. And in order to do that, you need to have certain qualifications to be able to do the job, but also there needs to be an understanding of what you do and what is legal and what is a rule and what is a law, and we really need to continue to try and get that information out to the community, because in the long run we're going to come up with a job description that matches the hiring qualifications, and that's what we want.
Right.
Okay.
And then item number 6, firearms within the security department. We're going to put that in with all of this, because right now the 2011, maybe even back to 2005, I'm not sure, mm-hmm. But at least 2011, firearms were a part of the...
They're still a part of the current that was updated in 2024 job description for... Mm-mm.
There were no firearms discussed in for the CSO.
Not for the CSO, but for that patrol officer, they have to have the firearms card.
Mm-hmm.
That's relatively confusing.
Skill, well, the patrol officer too needs skills in use and care of firearms and other special equipment utilized in security and crime prevention, and then they're also required to have their guard. Is it a guard card? That's what you call it.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the guard card, but okay. Where are you reading that from, Amelia?
Well, about the firearms card is on page 15 of 16, so the second to the last page under certificates, licenses, and registrations. And
I'm looking at the September 18th, 2024, community services officer, and there.
It doesn't say it in the community services officer, but
okay.
It does say it.
Where does it say in patrol officer 1 or 2?
Patrol officer 1 and 1-2, which was approved by the board.
July
17th of 2024. Yeah.
Okay. I missed that. I'm sorry.
So it does say, it does, you talk about that they have, it doesn't say that they have to use or carry a firearm, but it says that they have to know how to use one and have a guard card.
And, okay, what I'm reading under certificates, licenses, and registration, a valid California guard card, which I was going to ask you about, what is an OC card and a baton permit?
So in order to get any extension of firearm permit.
Okay, right.
And the OC card's your pepper spray permit, and then the baton is your baton permit. That's all governed under BSIS, and it's a requirement that you have the guard card first. If you're going to carry a firearm, you have to have a 40-hour guard card. So there's different levels of a guard card. Some people just do an 8, and that only limits them just to work as a uniformed security officer with nothing.
Okay, so what this
pepper spray
is,
and
I'm sorry.
Baton.
And what this is saying to me is that this is definitely a part of what we need to discuss, because it's different than 2011 from what I read. Is that an accurate statement?
Which part of it?
Oh, because the firearms part, but more importantly, the equipment that you carry, and some of it has to be licensed,
right,
et cetera. And you sent me, and I'm just trying to make sure I have it here. You sent me a list from 2011.
Mm-hmm. That was in the manual?
Yeah, right, from the manual. And so that list was much more complete and had a lot more to do with the firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Patrol officers did carry firearms.
Yes.
Right now you're not carrying firearms, is that correct?
Right now we're not, that's on hold.
Right, okay. So somewhere in all of that, there needs to be discussion about about what kind of equipment you're going to carry,
mm-hmm.
protective equipment. And so I don't know what else to say about that, except that it's an issue. And we need to look at that. I have some other ideas or suggestions, but it's one of the bigger issues involved, or projects involved, in coming up with a job description that fits what we're actually doing or what we need to do.
Right.
Okay?
So I'm going to have the insurance company look at, I didn't mean insurance, I'm sorry, that if we choose an HR consulting firm,
mm-hmm.
look at and help us rewrite the job description. But before we do that, I think that the board really needs to talk about exactly what they want that person to do and what kind of equipment they want them to carry. So is it the wish of the committee to put this on the board agenda for next week?
No.
Thank you.
I will do a report on the security committee discussion and what we've talked about. So that'll be like the last time, in addition to what Brandon reports on. And I will make sure that I talk about the fact that we did discuss some of this, but we're not prepared or ready to bring it to the board for a discussion.
And until it's brought to the board for a discussion, there's no point in working on the job description.
No, that's not accurate. I think we need to be able to come to the board with job descriptions, as long as we have, with a collated, not collated, with a...
A merged
job description.
And
but we're going to need help from HR to do that. And so I can't bring anything to the committee or to the board until we get some of this in process.
Okay. Okay, so then leave in, when I work with the HR, if we get an HR company, and we're gonna leave all the stuff about the guns and the batons and the pepper spray in, and then at the point that we take it to the board, the job description to the board, for discussion and approval, that's when the board will discuss what equipment they want them to use. Is mm-hmm. that how you see it?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Can I just ask one question real quick? So,
sure.
As of right now, just how do I say this? Oh, opposed to what the job description has in it now with the firearms, pepper spray, and batons, do I continue to tell my staff to hold off on carrying those until mm-hmm. approval?
Well, one of the things that happened, as I understand it, because Amelia, you and I talked about this, is that Mark got to a certain point, but he didn't bring this to the union.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
The CSO officer position we do not have a side letter that the union has accepted this position as a position.
Okay.
Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
I'm going to let Brandon talk, because
well, yeah.
You probably know more about the unions than I do.
Yeah, There hasn't been a side letter that has been signed off for that position, and any of those types of positions has to go through that union for approval. Just like me doing the training manual and stuff, that's all going to have to go through the union as well as the board of directors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, any alterations in any of that type of
because we have union employees, right? So
correct.
It all has to go. I did see a side letter, and I do have a copy of it, but it's not signed.
Yeah, that's.
It's not signed.
Mm-mm.
Because it hasn't been taken to the board.
Right,
the board
exactly. And so that's another reason.
So, yeah, just because the board approved the job description, we can't have
it. It has to go.
Is that right?
Right.
I feel like we need to get a completed product, and then we need to also take it to the union to see if that's acceptable or whatever the process is that we have to go through.
Yeah.
To make sure that we have union support.
Yep. So everything has to happen at the same time.
So I know, it still doesn't, whatever you're doing now, I guess we need to keep on doing it until we get this fixed. And so are you carrying batons and?
Currently, no.
Mace, no?
Currently, no.
Hmm.
But that's why I'm asking for a little bit of guidance on this issue.
And then we have to re-decide about body armor and bulletproof vests.
Well, that's a suggestion, and that is one of the things that I think we need to consider when we're looking at the whole list of things that that the security department is going to use. The body armor would be, in my world, a replacement for the guns, and along with. The baton, the mace, the handcuffs, and maybe taser. Protection for the officers. Oops, sorry. That is what I'm hoping that we can have the discussions and then, go through HR and come up with a description. And it's not an easy process because there's a lot of confusion about what are we doing now. Since that letter of, I'm sorry, you used a term and I'm sorry.
Side letter?
Mm-hmm. The
side letter,
right. Since that letter was never signed, but you have had a conversation with the union rep.
Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Shannon. And she said, "Whatever whatever the board wants to do, then take to her and
okay,
and then they'll go through the process."
So, what it leaves for us right now is still a situation where I don't feel like I can even answer your question,
right.
Other than to say, what you're doing now, if we can hang on to that for the time being, if that works, I don't know what else to suggest.
Okay.
And maybe, I don't know who, besides you and I, but I don't know who would be able to answer that question at this point.
Right. And I only ask that question because it's a common question that's asked by my staff.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And on some levels, we might be able to say some of the basics, handcuffs. Was that in the, there were a few things in the CSO list that came from the original.
That equipment goes back to the MOU. And what happened was the MOU that was in place until January 1st, 2024, did not have the side letter for bulletproof vests. And then when we redid...
Well, there was no discussion about bulletproof vests.
There was a discussion about bulletproof vests, and they added a side letter about bulletproof vests. And so we had bulletproof vests for a while. But then when they did the new MOU, they weren't included in the equipment that was listed for the patrol officers. But a mace, baton, handcuffs, all those items were listed.
Well, I'm still left in the same position as far as...
Yeah.
We can have the list, but we're still not at a place where, other than what was there in 2011, mm-hmm. That we're operating on.
Yeah.
We don't have... I certainly don't have a clear understanding of... I was not... And I have to tell you, I read most of this, but I was not aware that bulletproof vests were, and that's a term for flak jackets. It's
I like to call it bullet resistant.
Bullet resistant, because that's absolutely correct. Bullet resistant vests. I was not aware of the fact that that was on the original list from 2011.
No.
What list was it on?
It was on a side letter.
Oh.
That was on a side letter, because it wasn't on any listed in any MOU. They put it on a side letter for the last MOU.
Okay.
But when the new one came out, it fell off. It wasn't on there. It wasn't included.
The bullet-resistant vest wasn't on there.
Yeah. So, and I wasn't in those negotiations.
Yeah, right. Right.
But I have to assume that if it
was... None of us were.
...that was important to... security staff,
because mm-hmm.
they had representation, they had mm-hmm. meetings to talk
right.
about it. That they would have, I don't know.
There's something else that I want to bring up, but I don't want to bring it up right now. I'm just trying to think through this and figure out what we should be doing right now, and because there is going to be probably a couple months of this discussion and looking at this, the whole thing, you know, job descriptions, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And since the union did not approve the side letter, I'm still...
We really just...
really don't want to put into place what we were doing in 2011, mm-hmm. if we're going to change that in 2 months.
Well, we have the job description for 2024 for the mm-hmm, control mm-hmm. officer. So let's. I don't know where 2011 comes in, but this is the most
because
recent.
That was the last. 2011 was the last
update
review,
to the
training manual.
Okay, so then the training manual has to jive with what this 2024. Job description for patrol officer says that they're
except that we don't really have that because it was not approved.
The patrol officer doesn't have to be approved because it's already a standing position. And no, right? It's a position that we've had. Am I right?
Yeah, since the beginning of
since the beginning
I get
of
that.
The security department.
Wait a minute. I understand that. What I'm saying is that the description of what a patrol officer carries and their job description is not settled in the 2024 recommendation.
Yeah,
because it didn't go through the union.
Okay, so the changes to the job, does every change we make to any job description have to go to the union? I don't know that.
Yes.
I believe most of it does. Like, they have to go through it and make sure that it is.
Okay.
Let me get those. Let me call her. Or do you want to call? Have you talked to Shannon?
I haven't talked to Shannon in a while.
Oh, good. Then you and I'll get on the phone with her together. Okay.
Is anywhere in that current job description posting say anything about carrying a exposed firearm? Or is it just saying that you have to have the exposed
no,
carry firearm?
No, it's just saying
permit?
That you have to have the... If you're going to carry an exposed firearm, you have to have
so
it.
So would it be okay to going forward for right now... going off that job description, just tell my staff they're okay to carry that pepper spray and batons and handcuffs?
That's what I think. Yeah. That's what I think. Are they not carrying anything right now?
They're not carrying anything.
Oh, wow.
I was just waiting on further guidance on what to tell.
Yes, I understand, and I understand the confusion because we've got something in that the board actually voted on, but was not completed.
Right.
I guess that's the best way to put it. Was and not completed, so that leaves us in a position of not knowing how to go forward.
Right.
And then we get into the whole concept of, are we going to use this job description? Are we going to blend it with what we've been doing up until then?
And going forward, I'll start looking at the job descriptions and try to come up with a good rough draft of something.
And I'd like to work with you on that, if that's possible. Okay.
Yeah, most definitely. And that way we could try to get some staff as quick as possible.
Yeah.
You know, because
to get it clarified for the staff.
Because it could kind of probably, my hands could be tied at in certain situations if I have to respond to incidents or something
right.
It's going to create a little bit more extra work. And just having.
I'm going to say yes, because it makes sense. I think in my report, I will make a few comments about what we're trying to do and what we're struggling with, because things were not finished with the union that we, generally speaking, have not been using that patrol officer job description.
I'll call her. I'll tell you what she says.
Okay. And you and I can go over that, because this discussion is just been the three of us. Nobody else has been involved, you know. So, but I do want to keep the board updated and help the rest of the board understand what the confusion's about and how we want to go forward. And we've made the suggestion that what the patrol officers need to have right now, at least in a temporary situation, is the baton, the mace, and the handcuffs.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. There is a couple of other things, but I don't want to go in depth in them at this point. Patrolling the commercial center, and what does that mean? So that's one thing that we need to look at, because patrol is observe and report. And we are not the security for that group of stores, but in particular, Bel Air. So we need to talk about what kind of communication we could have with Bel Air to help them understand our limitations.
Right.
Okay.
But that's, I mean, that's in my situation here as the chairman of the security department, I feel like that's something we should bring up and something we should do, but I am not completely in control of that. That is something that needs to be discussed with the board. Where else are we here?
Okay, so back on body armor and the things we purchased, that's all going to go into possibly the side letter and the job descriptions. Okay.
I thought that I was so, that the idea came to my head, and I didn't realize that it had already been put in that that section. So I thought I was really on top of it. Oh wow! Why don't we use that body resistant arm?
Yeah.
Okay. There are. Oh, I did want to talk about this. One of the things that does not seem to get mentioned under gate responsibilities
Are we at director comments, or have we got popped back up to training?
How would you like to do it?
I think probably director comments.
Okay, that's fine. This is a comment. We have a copy of the Rancho Murrieta Association non-architectural rules. And some of that, or most of this, is what you've been working on in the training manual. And what we want to do with the community is to make sure that they understand what their responsibilities are in relation to this, which will make everybody's job much easier. And so I did not see much, if any, mention of these rules in that CSO job description. So I just want to make sure that we understand that these non-architectural rules are the rules that we are going by behind the gate. Mm-hmm. Outside of the gate, many of these things do not apply, but this is the gate and the things that are that we're operating under.
Right. The law of the land.
Pardon me?
The law of the land.
The law of the land. And actually, one of the things that I feel sometimes the community doesn't understand, that California state laws and federal laws apply whether you live behind a gate or not.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. anything else? Staff have
anything
else
to say? Do you have any comments?
I think that pretty much covers it all. And I think when we do again the talk about approval of different weapons, and if we do stay with firearms or go away from firearms, there's always that option too to add even a body camera on that's going to hold not only ourselves but community members, people from the outside, mm-hmm. accountable. And you have a whole video footage and audio footage.
I thought we were using body armor.
What happened to body cams? Did you get it?
When I first came in here, they were gone. They said that they don't do them no more because when I first had started.
Wow.
When I first had started, we had the Axon body cam program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was all updated onto a cloud to where anybody could pretty much see what was going on
right,
from your body
right.
cam.
We've used body armor in many situations.
Body cam, sorry.
Yeah, and always thought they were a useful device. And like I said, it holds everybody accountable, but it also does create a cost. You know, costing because there's.
I think we have
we
them.
Have to purchase
We've had
the
them.
Initial equipment. Do we still have any of the ones that we?
We may have the old ones, in a drawer somewhere.
Patrol eyes.
As recently as
the patrol eyes, I've seen only one body camera, and Vitalian usually wears that one. But the Axon.
So Vitali is still wearing a body camera.
He does, but we only have one. So.
Right, because he's.
Not having body cams is a surprise to me because I know that we had them, and I know they were approved, and I know that
yeah.
they were a part of our expectation that you would wear your body
yeah.
cam.
When you would turn it off.
Right.
We have a whole policy
yeah.
that we created about that.
Okay, let's dig that policy up.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to see that now?
No, I mean, I need to look at it.
And the only reason why, like, to me, it's somewhat of a concern, and I always bring back my prison days. So in any kind of use of force that we would have in the prison, it would be reviewed by one of our internal investigators. And before we would even do anything, we would have to activate our body cameras, and they wanted to make sure that we were justified in our actions on that we were taking.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
in my opinion, we should be doing the same thing here. God
Absolutely.
Forbid we do anything that we're, you know, that we have to respond to, that body camera should go on, and it's going to hold, like I said, that person. It's going to hold that person responsible and the person that's using the force responsible, too.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. And it was that as soon as you started, you know, a conversation,
the
it
body
went on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that we were still using body cams when Kelly Benitez was here.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, I didn't know they were gone until maybe you told me.
Yeah.
Like nobody,
I didn't know till now.
Oh. Yeah, nobody knew they were gone.
I thought that was something of
I don't ever even remember it being brought to the board that we were not going to use body cams anymore.
It was not.
Jesus.
It wasn't in any report. It was not. So and you only need 5 body cameras, or would the officers
switch back and forth. Do you remember?
No, I think they would have
that. Yeah, all we would need is five. And like I'm saying, the best ones are going to be the Axon brand.
Can you get us a quote for that?
And then see if you can dig up anything that has been put away in storage?
And then a good thing with those Axon brand, I'm not a salesperson for them or anything like that. But
sure you are.
A good thing with that brand, too, say if we do get away from guns and we go to tasers. Then the tasers, if you get an Axon taser, anytime you're about to discharge that taser, your camera automatically starts recording.
Wow.
So
I know that a big part of the expense was the storage, that it costs us money to put that information in the cloud. Mm-hmm. So let's also get Andy involved in the conversation to find out where we're going to hold that body camera footage. Because it seems like it says specifically in the policy how long we need to hold it for.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we...
Right.
You know,
right.
So that we
I
know
remember
how much
all
that's
of
gonna,
that.
Remember?
Yeah, I do. I remember when we started discussing years ago, 2000, I don't know, when I was first on the board, 2019 or 20. And it's also, it may... I don't believe that the compliance officers from RMA use body cams. Is that right?
I don't believe so either.
No. Okay. No. It was our thing.
Yeah.
Well, and it's certainly you know, if somebody says he did this, you know, our officer did thus and such, it's like where is that? Here's the body camera footage. What? Yeah. How do you say that? It protects us.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up.
No problem.
And that's under directors and staff comments?
That's under director comments.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a quote. We're going to work with Andy. And so I'll report back to you as soon as I have the information available, Linda. And
right.
Because it's something that we've always done, I don't see why.
We wouldn't do it.
Yeah. And I mean, and as long as it's less than... we'll just start it up again. I'm going to let you know.
I think that we should
roll with it again because it should have never gone away in the first place.
Thank you.
Under body cameras.
I just want to put on record, I did not tell them to stop wearing them or using them.
Okay.
It was like that
you
when I came
here
in here.
You got here in April of 2025. Okay. For, 2020.
Right.
When did you start?
April 7th.
Of this year.
Of this year, 2025, yeah.
Yeah, so... let's see if we can have any still left over, though.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing that we need to do is find them.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
And
probably
and let's look up the policy also.
I'll get the policy to you both right away.
Okay.
As soon as this meeting is over. Okay. Well, that was a very interesting director comments, wasn't it?
That was a very helpful director's comments. Thank you, Brandon.
No problem.
Yeah.
If there are no more director or staff comments, there's nobody in the audience, so I make the motion that we close the meeting.
Adjourned at 11:01.
Adjourned.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.